and welcome to The Big Fight. I'm Nidhi Razdan. With more than half of the parliament seats having voted now and with four phases left, who has the edge in this campaign? Has this election now become almost completely about Narendra Modi rather than a seat-by-seat fight? And does that give Mr. Modi the advantage? Is jingoism having more traction than jobs? Is Modi's strongman messaging resonating with voters? Or is there a silent wave of anger about the economy that we're not quite picking up yet? These are some of the questions we're looking at in the next 60 minutes. And if you ever had any doubt over what Mr. Modi thinks this election is about, then listen in.
आप जब कमल के फूल के निशान पे बटन दबाओगे तो आपका वोट सीधा सीधा मोदी के खाते में जमा होगा।
आपका एक वोट ये आतंकवाद को खत्म कर सकता है। चौकीदार को भरपूर समर्थन कीजिए। आपका वोट मोदी को जाएगा। मोदी आतंकवाद से लड़ेगा।
आपको मैं बताता हूं, आपका एक एक वोट मोदी के खाते में जाएगा।
आप जब कमल के फूल के सामने बटन दबाएंगे ना, तो ये आपका वोट सीधा सीधा मोदी के खाते में जाएगा।
आप कमल के फूल के सामने जब बटन दबाओगे तो आपका वोट सीधा सीधा मोदी के खाते में जाएगा।
So there's clearly no doubt in the Prime Minister's mind, at least, that this election is largely about him. But does our panel tonight agree with that? This presidential pitch that Mr. Modi has sought to create, do you agree that it is advantage Modi? Let me begin with Randeep Singh Surjewala, the head of the Congress's communication and media cell, senior leader of the party. All of you will get 1 minute to make your arguments. Randeep Surjewala, beginning with you for your opening comments.
Modi government has been at war with its own people. Youth have lost jobs, farmer has lost hope, traders have lost business, small businesses have lost confidence, media has lost its freedom, and institutions have lost its independence. I think it's time to go from I, me, myself to thinking about India per se. We want India to prosper, we want India to surge ahead, and that's why the Congress manifesto has a positive plan for not only revival of economy, but also ensuring equality, prosperity and justice per se. I think that's the way forward, and not an autocratic individual thinking that he is bigger than the country itself.
An autocratic individual thinking he's bigger than the country. Well, Mr. Sandeep Mahapatra of the RSS is with us. He's also a senior advocate. Your 1 minute starts now, Mr. Mahapatra. Is it advantage Modi in this presidential pitch?
Look, it is certainly advantage Mr. Modi, and for the Congress party to say that, you know, they want to do this and that, and in the last 5 years institution freedom has been, you know, compromised, media freedom has been compromised. This has been their pitch in the last 5 years. In the last 5 years, being into 2014, they started doing everything that would denigrate Mr. Modi. Notwithstanding all those things, Mr. Modi has gone from strength to strength, and it is for the Congress party and for the opposition rather to answer the question. If you think that those are the issues that you had needed to raise at that particular point in time, what is preventing you now from raising those issues? Why you are not getting traction? And blaming Mr. Modi and the footage that you played out, that Mr. Modi is asking vote for himself, because he has the courage of conviction to ask vote for himself. Can a Rahul Gandhi, or for that matter Priyanka Vadra, has the courage of conviction to ask vote for himself or herself? That is the problem that the Congress party is facing. That is the problem all the disparate group of the regional parties are facing.
Okay, your time is up. Your time is up.
They are in an incoherent position.
Okay, so you're saying that he has the courage of conviction to say that this election is about him. Rashid Kidwai, who is a journalist, author, and visiting fellow with the Observer Research Foundation, is with us today. Your 1 minute starts now, Rashid.
I think on the face of it, it looks advantage Modi, but then this election is extremely fascinating because it's not being fought between BJP and Congress. There are a huge number of regional parties and regional aspirations are there. That's why you see, Nidhi, that you know, the sentiments is very different what it is in, so to say, southern India, eastern India and western side and northern side. So there is no pan-Indian sentiment that is there. I think the election is being fought in a very contrasting style. You have Mr. Modi who's pushing himself in a big way, that kind of hyper-nationalism, issue of national security, and the campaign machinery is very well organized, well orchestrated, curated, road shows are held. The opposition camp is absolutely chaotic. I mean, there is no, sense of purpose or a kind of, a common strategy to even corner Mr. Narendra Modi in Varanasi. Now, it tells a lot. Now, when there is a contest between chaos, order and chaos, it conventional wisdom says that the order will win, but Indian democracy has far more.
Has a
chance.
All right, Akash Banerjee, who is wearing a rather fascinating T-shirt today from the WhatsApp University, your 1 minute starts now.
Well, I'll try to stick to the facts, and the facts is nobody knows
while
exactly
wearing that T-shirt. But anyway,
no one knows exactly who's winning or who's losing at this point of time. And I'm very happy that this time the whole cephalogist business of predicting exact numbers has gone down a notch, because everybody knows that this is an election which is as wide as open as maybe Sadhvi Pragya's mouth. So at this point of time, what is very clear and what we can say is, look at football, look at cricket. Do we know, is there a model where we can say this team is winning or this team is not? We always have upsets. And we are talking about millions and millions of people. But if you were to do a paper comparison at this point of time, the paper comparison clearly goes to show that the BJP has far better strategy, they have vision, they have hunger, which is very, very important also. So they are going all out. Their internal surveys might say that, oh, we are not doing as well, but they are aiming at a very long innings at this point of time. So on paper, it's definitely the BJP that is scoring well.
Okay.
But
your
have
time
we
is
been
up
able to tap in to the anger
right,
or
you
not?
Get to make the rest of your points when we open this up for debate. Yogendra Yadav, the president of Swaraj India, is joining us tonight. Yogendra Yadav, do you think it's advantage Modi? Your 1 minute starts.
Nidhi, I used to be a cephalogist, no longer. For me, the real question is not whether it's advantage Modi or not. The real question is whether it's advantage India or not. That is what worries me. Yesterday, I was in Chatra, one of the poorest backward regions of India. Students were coming out of school. Not one child had chappal in his or her feet. That is the question. To me, the issue is not nationalism versus farmer or unemployment. Farmers' distress is a nationalist question. Those children without chappal is a national question. People without employment should be a matter of deep national concern. National security is a valid issue. But for heaven's sake, we are not Israel. We are not living in 1960s. Today, our real national positive question should be about whether we can give decent livelihood to people, should be about whether people we can have national self-respect.
Okay, Mr. Yadav, your time is
that
up.
That is not what is being all debated, right, and that's what I'm worried about.
Okay, all right. And now over to my friend Vivek Reddy of the BJP, a friend of Akash's as well. Mr. Reddy, your time starts now.
Well, Nidhi, I think the larger questions before this country is important today. The question is whether the nation wants a reformist prime minister or a reformist government or a government that is back to the old ways. This is one. The second is whether the nation wants a family to again take control of it and then take it down, or it wants a non-family. The third question is whether the nation wants the incompetent to come up somehow or the other merely because they have a name, or whether they want a man who has proven, who has shown what he can do, and who has the ability to do it. The last thing is whether the nation wants to be transformative with the vision of a man who wants to go far ahead of the times. He has brought in a fastest growing economy. He has brought in the biggest investments into India. So this is what this election is about. This election is, the larger question in this election is whether we want the old cancer of Congress, or whether we want a new reformist and a transformative prime minister.
All right. Pretty strong words there, and I'm going to open this up for debate. And what I'm going to start with is pretty interesting, and it is some data that we at NDTV have compiled looking at Mr. Modi's rallies from the 27th of March to the 26th of April. So it's about a month, 35 rallies in all of Mr. Modi's that we have monitored. And when you see the words that he has uttered, what Randeep Surjewala, do you think Mr. Modi has actually uttered the most? It is Modi. Yeah. He has said Modi 199 times. He has said Kisan 133 times. He has said Pakistan 51 times. Atank 123 times and Jobs 7 times. What does that tell you then? I'll actually take that to Sandeep Mahapatra first about the priority of Mr. Modi's campaign. He's making this all about himself.
Look, Nidhi, that is the problem. And I, in my opening remark, brought that out. If you are thinking that Modi ji is making it all about himself, what prevented you? In the last 5 years, you had enough number of opportunities. In 2014, when this government came into power, the issue that the opposition picked up was some stray incidences against the churches, and which were found to be, you know, later on it was found, investigation was done, it was done by some miscreants. Thereafter, in 2015, during the Bihar election, the issue that was picked up by the opposition and all those who hate Modi was intolerance, and so on and so forth.
What does
so
that
my
have to
point
do with
is
how Mr. Modi is campaigning now?
I'm coming to that. So therefore, when Mr. Modi is talking about all these things, you need to see what all this government has done in the last 5 years.
But
would
he's
you
not
deny,
talking
would
about
you deny
it.
That crores of people, crores of households
but
have been given LPG connections?
That,
crores
that,
of people have been given.
If that's the case, why isn't he talking about it
see,
more?
Nidhi, you have
why
to
is
see
he
the
talking about
speech.
Himself 199
you have to see the entire
times?
Speech. You have to see the entire speech just by picking up some words that he may be using or he may have used. You cannot say that Modi is not talking about what is
he has talked about
us.
Rozgar 7 times.
No, maybe so.
In 35
the
rallies.
Point is,
there are only seven
you
references
to. You have to listen
jobs.
To the entire speech.
No, we have heard the entire speech.
So
there are seven
Rozgar,
references to
was
jobs.
Was job not take, spoken about in any other manner? Maybe he would have spoken
is
about
there
mudra.
Word for it? That is
no, maybe he would have spoken about mudra. Maybe he would have spoken about the skill development program initiative that was taken up by the government. Maybe he would have spoken about the Ujjwala Yojana that was taken up by the government and how it has freed millions of households from the ill effects of, you know, burning.
He has talked about Atank, Randeep Surjewala, 123 times. Pakistan, 51. Jobs still comes at 7. Even Balakot is higher than that at 35. Your response to Mr. Sandeep Mahapatra.
See, the simple issue is India important or is Mr. Modi superior to the country? That's the simple question that any viewer of yours need to ask, and the answer will come. Mr. Modi is only about myself. He's fixated on himself, and that's why he's pitching himself. Why is he not mentioning anything of 2014 now? Why is he not mentioning that he'll bring back 80 lakh crore in 100 days of black money from Swiss banks? Why does he not say he will deposit 15 lakh rupees in everybody's account? Why is he not saying he'll give 2 crore jobs a year when 4 crore 70 lakh jobs have actually been lost? Why is he not saying that he will remove tax terrorism? Why is he not saying that he will give cost plus 50% to the farmer, for the agri growth rate is only 2.9% in last 5 years? The truth is, there is little that has been delivered other than rhetoric. There is little that has been delivered other than jingoism. There is little that has been delivered other than speeches. And that's why he is currently pitching himself, for he doesn't have the narrative. I must very respectfully say the Prime Minister of this country has lost the narrative. And that's why he goes from Balakot to elsewhere and ultimately circulates all around Pakistan, which he has been doing since the early 1990s or late 2000 when he was Chief Minister of Gujarat. You take out any speech, Nidhi, when he was Chief Minister of Gujarat, he is to fight that election in Pakistan. He's still doing the same thing in 2019. I think India has moved on. It is no longer ready to believe the lies and the rhetoric.
All right. Mr. Mahapatra had a quick rebuttal and then I'll open this up to Mr.
Yadav. When Mr. Surjewala is talking about it is all about Modi, I want to ask, when Rahul Gandhi speaks for that matter or Priyanka Vadra speaks, what are they speaking about? They come to news or they make a news whenever they criticize Mr. Modi. They come to news when they get a notice from the Supreme Court. And therefore, if they are blaming Mr. Modi, they should also introspect. What is the alternative that they have given? When the GST was brought about, they criticized the GST. After that, what? In the manifesto that they have taken out, you will see, Nidhi, where the security of the state or security of the nation is sought to be dealt by the Congress, it is not getting traction. Maybe Mr. Surjewala is saying that Mr. Modi may have lost the narrative. But go to the grounds. Go to the grounds. It is not the case, sadly, for the Congress.
Well,
so
I
therefore,
just want
to, in this TV studio, you may say this, but the ground reality is that the nation is with Mr. Modi, and they see Mr. Modi as an aspiration which India would achieve. They see Mr. Modi as an epitome of what India should have. So the
okay.
All
so let
talks
me take
about
that to
the narrative being lost by Mr. Modi. Is
I want to take that to Yogendra Yadav first, because does it help Mr. Modi to make this election very personality driven at the end of the day, Mr. Yadav? You often do meet people who are willing to forgive this government, its failures. Unemployment is an issue. Rural distress is a real issue. Demonetization and what it did is a real issue. And yet people seem to, it appears to, have a lot of faith in Mr. Modi himself. And before I can ask you, Yogendra Yadav, that, let me ask Rashid Kidwai that.
Nidhi, it is a fact, whether someone admits or not, this election is all about Mr. Modi. Mr. Modi has very carefully projected himself in the lines of the way, you know, iconic figure of Indira Gandhi was there. But there is a difference. When Indira Gandhi was there, opposition was united. Whether they were right wing or left wing, they hurriedly came together in 1977 to defeat. Now, in today's context, there is no kind of challenger to Mr. Modi, because the opposition is sharply divided. There is no intent. I mean, the regional parties have their own, way of looking at things and cornering Congress. And Congress has this whole big brotherly approach, the way we saw that kind of alliance talk with Aam Aadmi Party. They are not prepared to. That is what I am saying. It's fought, this election is being fought in a very contrasting manner. And it seems that Mr. Modi will get away with a lot of things that opposition is, because of opposition's own undoings.
Akash.
You know, it's a fascinating word count that you have done. You said farmers is the second most common word he's
Modi
used, right?
Modi 199 times. Kisan he has spoken about 133 times,
right.
Followed closely by Atank at 123.
And jobs is down at 7.
At 7.
Is this correlated to the fact that basically his jobs bubble is busted and there is data to support that? The NSSO leak data is right there. So he can't go into rallies and talk a lot about jobs at this point of time. So the opposition should introspect that he's not talking about jobs, but he's talking about farmers, whereas the farmer distress situation is far greater. It's a crime, literally, that the opposition party hasn't even questioned Narendra Modi on the fact that 3 years, we don't know how many farmer suicides have been there. Yogendra Yadav is there. I would love to know that has there been any other opposition party that has gone ahead and said, give us the data, you are hiding the data, you have killed the farmers, and where is the information? So this election, while it may be about Modi, is also about the fact that the opposition hasn't been able to get him on critical issues. And so why shouldn't he go around and talk about jobs and farmers and Balakot? Expose him if you can.
Is that you think the issue here, Yogendra Yadav, that the opposition hasn't seized on taking Mr. Modi to account on issues that should matter?
That to me is the heart of the matter. There is absolutely no doubt that we are witnessing a poll capture. Earlier we had booth capture done by small gundas in a few booths. Today we have a wholesale capture of the entire election. This is derail, distract, dodge. And that's why unemployment does not figure. You've given the count of his speeches. Look at their manifesto. BJP manifesto does not mention the word unemployment. They do not acknowledge this problem. They have more points when they talk about youth. There are more points on sports for youth than about on jobs on youth. So clearly, there is something huge there. On farmers, they have stopped giving data on farmer suicide. They do not have one answer to the simple question of doubling of farmers' income, of how much have you increased in the last 3 years. The tragedy is that opposition does not have credible voices today which can ask the Prime Minister these questions. And when in a situation like this, of course he wants to focus it entirely on himself. Of course that's his best strategy, because that focuses on Modi versus Rahul, where Mr. Modi comes out very shining. It must be acknowledged that this is not the first time a politician is doing. Mrs. Gandhi had tried this trick very successfully. And in many ways, I see Mr. Modi as a successor to Indira Gandhi. Mr. Reddy spoke about cancer of Congress, and I agree with him there. But to my mind, the real spread of Congress cancer today is represented by BJP, by Mr. Modi. This is destruction of Indian democracy in a short time carried out by Mrs. Indira Gandhi. And today that legacy is being carried forward by Mr. Modi. That's what we are witnessing today.
Well, Mr. Reddy, not a very flattering sort of comparison with Indira Gandhi that Yogendra Yadav has drawn there. But do you by any chance know how much farmers' income has increased in the last 5 years?
Well, definitely it has increased. And the increase is because of various projects brought in by Mr. Modi. And this is there. This is there and this is evident on record.
But
it has
no,
increased substantially.
No, do you
now,
have a number?
What I would like
no,
to ask
no.
is,
do you
a
have a number?
Question. I have a number. I have a number. It has definitely increased by over 50% of the existing income,
50%.
The farmers' income.
What?
And, this is the purchasing power of farmers has also increased.
They are dying of
has
happiness.
Also increased.
They
Hold
are
on.
So happy
let me
that
give you the
dying.
Facts. First of all, let me just answer what
Mr.
Randeep Sarjewala
said.
Sorry,
but no,
said,
this is
Mr.
very
Yogendra
important
Yadav
because
said,
Mr. Reddy, you
and
said farmers' income has gone up by 50% in the last 5 years.
Can you tell me
where the statistics are from? Where
absolutely,
are
it has. It has.
Okay, but where are these statistics from?
It is from the agricultural data put out by the Government of India.
Okay.
It has come up. It has come out. And it has substantially increased up to 50%. Now, let me tell you one thing.
Mr. Reddy, why don't you get off
where
the price has gone up by 50%?
Get off WhatsApp, Mr. Reddy, get off WhatsApp.
Most of the panelists, you can ask me questions after I reply to all the questions that you have asked.
No, no, but
you
made a very...
questions.
You see,
let
you made
me first
a very
answer
big claim.
What you have said. First
but
of
Mr. Reddy, you made a very
most
important...
Most of the panelists...
This is very big. This is a headline. We've all missed
it. It is clear. Please. If you want the facts and data, I will give you the facts and data. Now, let me tell you what most of the other panelists are saying. They seem to say and talk that most of what Mr. Modi has done and whatever are his achievements are undeserving. And this is the sad scenario in the country. The people of India don't have this feeling, but some of the panelists have this feeling. Let me tell you, Mr. Surjewala spoke so much about me, myself, and so. Let us just assess the achievements of Mr. Modi.
Yes.
Because Mr. Surjewala went out, rattled up a few statistics. First of all, Balakot airstrike, 263 terrorists killed.
How do you know
Army's
263?
First surgical
hold
strike
on.
Against militants
Hello?
In Myanmar.
Hello, can we just rewind?
Now hold on.
No, no,
please
no, no,
don't
no.
stop
Vivek
me once
Reddy,
I do.
How do you,
you
know 263?
Please ask me questions. You never ask the other panelists.
No, no.
You never ask other panelists any of the questions. You don't interrupt them.
You're making
I'm
very
entitled
big
to
claim.
Uninterrupted time.
How do you know 263 terrorists were killed?
Yes,
the Air Force
it is
said
done.
It doesn't know.
It is done. Unfortunately, they don't. They want to deny. Unfortunately, they want to deny. The second.
The Air Force
fastest
wants to
growing
deny.
Economy in the world, stated by World Bank. Fastest growing economy in the world, denied, stated by the World Bank, denied by the panelists. Sixth largest economy in the world, set to be fifth, going to beat Britain in this year. Highest FDI in 2018-19, beating China for the first time.
Mr. Reddy.
Total FDI $62 billion.
Do you have any employment figures?
E-auction and allotment of 74 coal blocks,
which
was looted by Congress.
Mr. Reddy, just
looted
one question.
Looted by Congress, mind you.
Mr. Reddy, one question.
74 coal blocks.
Mr. Reddy, I'll be...
Next.
Mr. Reddy,
hold
one question.
9.3 crore toilets built in India.
Do you have an employment 9.3 figure?
9.3 crores.
Mr. Reddy.
Lifting up the sanitation in
Mr.
India.
Mr. Reddy, one
from
question.
From a paltry 38%
Mr. Reddy, one question.
94%.
How many farmers committed suicide?
Hold
just
on.
One question.
Let
I'll be quiet for the rest of the
1 hour. 33.8 crore new bank accounts.
I will be quiet
accounts.
For the rest of the 1 hour.
Open in Jandan.
Mr. Reddy, one figure I want. I'll be quiet. I promise you.
To listen.
I promise you. Modi promise.
To
Modi
have
promise.
The patience to listen.
I will be quiet for the rest of 1 hour. One figure. How many farmers have committed suicide in 3 years? How many farmers have committed suicide in 3 years?
Mr. Reddy, the questions now.
Taxpayers in last 5 years.
Mr.
60
Reddy.
60 lakh new companies paying taxes last 5 years.
Mr. Reddy.
4
Mr. Reddy.
Lakh crore transferred to 40 crore people through
DBT. We are being crushed under data.
Please tell me.
We are being crushed.
Please tell me which government brought in so much of achievements.
Okay.
Please take this on
okay.
one hand
okay.
and take the other on the other.
Okay, Mr. Reddy, now can we just,
also
can we just please,
allow
one second,
complete,
Mr. Reddy, no, no, one second, one second.
Questions.
Firstly,
please,
one,
let me,
please
let me
answer
ask
this
you,
question. Please answer Akash Banerjee.
Told Nidhi,
one second,
there were
Mr.
mentions
Reddy.
Of 173 times he mentioned the name of Modi.
No, 199 actually.
I have also factually.
Let me tell you, all the you kindly count the remaining. The remaining were all on the other issues. He has mentioned 800 times. He has mentioned about the poor. He has mentioned about the poverty ridden. He has mentioned about the Kisan. He has mentioned all about this 800 times as per your own record.
Okay.
And
all right. That's fantastic.
He has mentioned Modi.
The monologue.
How do
no,
you
no.
find
Mr.
fault
Reddy,
with
Mr. Reddy, you have to now listen to some of the questions. Do you have a figure for farmer suicide?
No, no, you
all
do
you
have,
have
right
a figure?
For a
do you have a figure
and
for how many jobs?
Me.
Do you have a
kindly
figure for how many jobs
facts.
Have been created? committed in the last 5 years?
Kindly
can you tell us?
Counter these facts,
Mr. Reddy. Firstly, can you give us a figure, since you are an encyclopedia of data which is on this government? How many jobs have been created in the last 5 years?
There are immense number of jobs created in India.
Okay, what is immense?
Let me tell you.
How many?
About 60,000 crores invested in Manarega in the rural
sector. How many jobs created?
About 15 lakh crores given 15 crore people. Beneficiaries under Mudra scheme.
No. Mr.
Huge
Reddy,
investments in infrastructure.
No.
This has created
employment. How many jobs?
And the government
how
is working
jobs?
On the statistics. Those statistics will come out.
They will
many
come out.
Establishments.
All right. Well, Yogendra Yadav wants to come in. All right,
increase.
Mr. Reddy, you have to bring the
EPF.
You have to let other people speak.
There is huge enrollment.
Yogendra Yadav.
Please know that this is what we have achieved.
Okay, Mr. Reddy, do let other people speak. Please do let other people speak.
We should have been the BJP spokesperson.
Because Mr. Yadav, all right, I'm bringing the mic down, Mr. Reddy. I'm really sorry. You need to let other people speak. Yogendra Yadav, you missed it. 50%, that's how the farmers have increased their income by 50% in the last 5 years. What were you doing on the ground, Mr. Yadav? You're not doing your job.
Extraordinary claim. I mean, this should be a banner headline in all the newspapers tomorrow. Mr. Reddy, if you can produce one data from any official source of government of India, which is headed by your party for the last 5 years, that shows that ever since 2016, when the first announcement of doubling of farmers' income was made on 28th of February 2016, if you can show 50%, forget 50%, 40% increase in farmers' income, forget that, 30% income of farmers' income, I shall shut up and tomorrow issue a statement to the farmers of India saying they should vote for Mr. Modi. Mr. Reddy, the facts for your benefit are the following. There is a committee appointed by the government of India. The only thing it has done for doubling of farmers' income is to appoint a committee. The committee gave its final report about 2 months ago. The committee does not give any data about how much it has increased. The closest we come to getting a data is economic survey of last year, because this year we did not have an economic survey, which actually says, and I quote, farmers of income has remained stagnant. And for your benefit, Mr. Arun Jaitley's speech this year said farmers' income has gone down. Either Mr. Arun Jaitley is lying, or Mr. Arvind Subramanian was lying, or possibly you are.
Well, before Mr. Reddy jumps in there, I also want to introduce another panelist who's joining us from Mumbai tonight, Richa Chadda. She's an actor. She's politically very, very vocal about what she thinks as a citizen on the issues that matter in this election. And Richa, you've been hearing this debate for the last few minutes. Your thoughts, firstly, on how you think this campaign is being run. Do you think it's a campaign that is focusing on the issues that matter, or has it become centered around Mr. Modi? And actually, Mr. Sandeep Mahapatra of the RSS had a good point, which is that when the Congress also campaigns, it talks about Mr. Modi. Richa.
I want the citizens to have a voice. It really seems like the two national parties, whether they're in India or overseas, are just taking pot shots at each other. The reality on the ground doesn't seem to have gotten better for many of us in terms of just the statistics. And we are now having to rely on statistics from agencies overseas because just like we have many versions of history, we seem to have many versions of facts, and facts are not facts. So I really feel like political discourse has stooped very low. It concerns me about the quality of leadership we have in this country. I would like educated, aware, well-traveled, sensible people whose immediate desire is not to fill their own coffers, but to do something for the common good, which I think seems to be lacking.
But Richard, what is it about the campaign that is sort of standing out for you as the most negative aspect of it? It is a very negative campaign that is being run. What about it is disturbing you the most? Kya hai?
Kya hai ke koi kuch bhi bol raha hai? Matlab, I mean, people are taking pot shots at each other. They're commenting about women, and this is something I feel like misogyny unites all political parties in India, and that's very disturbing to me as a woman, especially given that we had a survey which proclaimed that India is one of the most unsafe countries for women in the world. And I just feel like if political discourse stays civilized, it's possible for people to get a word in. Just now, even on your debate, I was wondering why you couldn't mute the person who was yelling the most. I couldn't see his face, but it was just noise. And you can't scream down truth. Just what? Doesn't make sense. If you are living the common citizen's life, you will not be able to get away with these lies. It's a very emperor has no clothes situation.
Well, pretty strong words there from you, Richa, and stay with us. Let me get Randeep Surjewala on that. Is this you feel a campaign that's ultimately then running on negatives? Whether it's Mr. Modi that seems to be running this sort of campaign of fear that terrorism, Atank, Pakistan, rather than the development message that was there in 2014, or when the Congress is talking mostly in this campaign, it's talking more about attacking the government, whatever the government has done wrong. You did the Nyay thing, but you're not talking as much about that as you are about, you know, talking about the negatives of Mr. Modi. Why has this campaign become like this?
Well, Nidhi, let's compare 2019 to 2014. We lost power, but 2014 was a campaign about aspiration and hope. 2019, if I may borrow Richa's word, because she is the most apolitical person on this debate, is about shouting down the truth by people who can speak so loudly that they feel they can drown out the voice of this country. Forget about a political party. What is the alternative narrative being built? We heard Rashid ji saying that there is some amount of chaos in the opposition, but there has been always some amount of confluence of ideas in chaos in this country, and I think that's borrowing from one of your books. But coming back to the moot point is Congress Party gave a clear alternative narrative. Some people say it's a little late. Well, I will accept the critique. We said that the bottom 20% families will get 72,000 in the accounts opened by Mr. Modi, which he says that he's opened 28 crore additional accounts. We also said we'll bring out GST 2.0. Perhaps Sandeep never read our manifesto, although we did read BJP's manifesto clearly. And we said how will be a GST 2.0. We said there will be a separate farmer's budget, where every pie for the farmer would have to be accounted for, so you will not have to question a BJP or a Congress panelist.
So you're
as
saying
to where
there is
the
an alternate narrative that you're
yes.
presenting.
Nidhi, you know, common man, they should, but normally people don't read political manifestos. People watch television news every day. And Mr. Modi is there every day, every time, or for that matter, BJP. Where is Congress? As Mrs. Priyanka Gandhi given
that
in an interview,
the Congress is
television
gone,
interview, or Rahul Gandhi. I mean, this is something that, you know, in terms of communication or, you know, the campaign, you're lagging behind. And maybe you keep blaming the media, that media is, you know, media space is there.
Why don't you, why doesn't Rahul Gandhi do a TV interview?
Well,
and I'm not saying this for us. Like, let him give it to Times Now, Republic, whoever, NDTV, anybody. But I am sure they will headline it and put it on prime time if he does it.
Absolutely. I'm sure he will give. And he's done n number of print interviews across the spectrum of this country, including regional papers. But coming back to the point.
No, but TV is
Mr.
different.
Mr. Modi is
right.
there every day on TV. I agree with Rashid.
He does an interview with Akshay Kumar. Whether you like it or you hate it, it's brilliant PR. It's on TV. People like to see that stuff.
I'm not.
What is stopping Rahul Gandhi from doing something like
all
this?
All I'm saying is, he says that, Mr. Modi is there on TV every day. Because for Mr. Modi, the only vision is television. And that has been the case for a couple of years.
No.
The only problem is,
that
successively we have seen as to how successive media channels and print papers lost their freedom. We have also seen as to how content on the media has become commercialized. 6,000 crore of television advertisements.
I am saying to you that if Rahul Gandhi does an interview with, I'm saying forget NDTV, if he does it with Republic, They're going to put it on prime time and they will headline it. It will be a big headline-making interview, Akash, right?
So besides the fact that the opposition hasn't raised the farmer suicide issue, it just amazes me that after 2014, and any Congress insider will tell you that, yes, they got their communication strategy wrong. Even after observing the BJP for 5 years, where they do only communication and nothing else, they haven't been able to get that piece right, despite the fact that Rahul Gandhi's success story, if there is any, started from the online game when he started coming onto Twitter with Divya Spandana, the online thing. They know how powerful it can be, how it can change perceptions, and yet they are not utilizing television. Don't give a television interview, give a YouTube interview. YouTube, you think, is any lesser powerful? Or web interview? Do you think the scrolls of the world, the wires of the world, there are so many.
Give it to Akash.
The fact of the matter is that there are powerful media channels that are available online, real time, mainstream. You are not taking the narrative in your hand.
Priyanka Gandhi is a fantastic communicator. She can do really wonders for Congress party.
So I do not agree that the Congress is making an alternative narrative. They are not making an alternative narrative.
May I just add one line? I think if you see in last 5 years, I think Mr. Gandhi is the only perhaps leader of opposition party who's done over 100 press conferences.
Correct.
That's
compared
fine.
To zero for Mr.
What
Modi.
What is stopping him then from sitting down for an interview? Questions. It shouldn't stop him from sitting down for an interview.
Exactly.
All the better. He's doing
exactly.
those press conferences.
Sandeep Mahapatra, on the communication strategy.
Yes, on the communication strategy, Mr. Surjewala is a master of the game. You would know better than me. But the point remains that blaming Modi for everything, that we are not getting TV space, that's what he meant to say. We are not getting print space, but for God's sake, in today's time, social media is playing a vital role. Nobody is going to block your YouTube channel for that matter, or Twitter channel. So this is the entire point. If you are saying that it has become Modi-centric, please ask yourself, please introspect why it has become so. And please don't blame Modi for that, because Mr. Modi, he has been a powerful orator all through. He communicates, he connects. Is it his fault that he connects with the populace? When Mr. Modi goes there is a chant of Modi, Modi going around. So is it his fault? Because the people connect with him. If the Congress party is lacking in that, it is a sad story for them.
Well,
they
actually,
can't
it's
be
not
blaming.
Just the Congress, Yogendra Yadav. The fact is that when it comes to, just communication strategy, you look at Mamata Banerjee, she's no different. She hasn't sat down except for one TV interview. She never does press conferences. She gives sound bites. But from the opposition, you don't see a lot of leaders, especially she's someone who's going to matter a lot post-elections, just sitting down and taking some hard questions. Mayawati is another one who doesn't do it. What does that say then? If the opposition cries about Mr. Modi hogging TV time, the fact is they have only themselves to blame.
The larger question, Nidhi, is about the overall message of hope. Is there any overall message?
Rich, I just wanted your thoughts. As someone who's in the public eye all the time, what would you, in terms of communication, do you think that Mr. Modi has aced it where the opposition hasn't?
Well, he's kind of sarva-vyapi, as they say. He's everywhere, at the petrol pump. On hoardings, on everywhere. He's everywhere on railway, paper cups. So I do understand how channels work. They need a certain amount of investment, and it becomes very clear who gets sponsored by whom. But I would love, he's still the Prime Minister of our country until the 23rd of May, and then they hope after. I would love for him to do a press conference that is open to the people and show that he is truly in charge and answer these questions that the opposition has about, unemployment and farmers' distress, about the environmental problems, which for me are a big concern. As just an apolitical worker, I live in Versova-Yari Road. I will vote for the person who pledges to protect the mangroves near my house, who pledges to keep the beach clean near my house, and pledges that children in Delhi have clean air to breathe. These are the basics. So when we have no clean air to breathe and we are drinking a little bit of arsenic in our water and carbide in our fruits on a daily basis, I don't know if we'll even survive that long to see another government. To me, these are the basic issues that face the common person, that the common person faces. In Mumbai yesterday, last year the Elphinstone Bridge collapse was such a big deal. So many people lost their lives. These are issues that matter to me. They matter to people like me. When it comes to that, if we raise a question, we cannot be called anti-national because we were born here, and I don't think anybody deserves to tell anybody else that you're not national enough or you're not Hindu enough or Muslim enough or patriotic enough. And also, when I'm choking to death, I don't know if, you know, being patriotic is going to help me.
Well, pretty strong words. Vivek Reddy has immediately reacted to that. Mr. Reddy?
I think what the previous panelist has said is a very cockeyed view of what really Modi has achieved. I think if you have to look at Modi's achievements, you have to look at it from all sectors, and the great achievements in the social sector particularly. With,
she wasn't
the
actually talking about
paid,
Mr. Modi's
about
achievements. She was talking about her
paid.
Expectations
I
as a voter.
I didn't speak about him even once.
Yeah, she was talking about her expectations as a
yes,
citizen,
definitely.
As a voter.
Every
Everything
citizen.
Is not about Mr.
Yes,
Modi.
Yes.
I didn't speak about
every
him.
Citizen. Yes. Every citizen. Yes. Every citizen will have the expectations and has a right to have these expectations.
Thank you.
Thank
and
God.
Also has a right to air the grievance about these expectations. Definitely. Nobody can deny that. But what I am asking her is, look at Mr. Modi's positive achievements and the achievements
of
transforming
India.
Yeah,
in fact, the PM himself says that Alochana hi praja tantra ki jaan
hai.
He says
criticism is comes out
the
as
life
a leader.
Of democracy.
Allow me to talk. You said, I thought you were the one who gave an advice to me saying that I should not come in between. Right? The panelist, previous panelist, the lady from Bombay. So, the issue is this.
Her name is Richa Chadha.
If you look at Modi's achievements, I think these were necessary for India at this stage. These were necessary. These were the building blocks of India, which was necessary at this stage.
India did
for example, if there is 25 crore people in poverty as of 2014, it was largely because of the Congress failures and the Congress looting. Not to forget that. So, you have all these issues in perspective.
Yeah,
Mr. Modi has done everything to fight poverty.
We at least knew how many farmers are committing suicide
under
the Congress.
By bringing in 9 crore toilets, which is a huge achievement. So these are the things which we value Mr. Modi for. Everybody asks, why is people of India raving about Modi? The reason why they are raving about Modi is because of this.
Dead farmers can't use toilets.
He has achieved in these sectors, but some people don't see it. Some people try to raise silly objections. There is no water for toilet. There is no water for this. This is not the way you raise the arguments.
Why
for
not?
A man who builds society, the basic society where social necessities, basic
so
necessities
why
are lacking.
This
is not
I
the way you
understand.
Raise your objections.
Mr. Reddy, one
you
moment.
Must say
Mr. Reddy.
What better could be done. That's your narrative. You did not seize that. You were negative like Mr. Ranjit Surdewala, who simply said, look here, where is the 15 lakh? Where is that? Where is this? These are all silly things. The more I see Ranjit Surdewala's conferences, I feel he is raising silly issues and bringing Congress down. That is why the narrative, you are losing this narrative of India.
Well, Mr. Reddy, that
and
is your
Congress
opinion.
Also is like a
and Mr. Surdewala has
why
not called you anti-national
car?
For it.
Because it is
so
going
just
with
one second. Richa has a response to what you've just said.
And
Richa.
How much ever you run this car, where will it go?
Okay.
So that is why please
let
ask
see,
us,
Mr.
Please
Reddy, where it goes on the 23rd.
Ask questions
Reddy,
to yourself.
Mr. Reddy,
the
your
panelist
data
from
points,
Bombay,
Mr. Reddy,
ask
your data points
Modi
are not doing any favor to the BJP.
Modi is the best person.
Your data points are not doing any favor to
Sir,
the BJP, Mr. Reddy.
Can I say something?
Well, these are achievements.
Oh my God.
Okay,
these
Mr.
are
Reddy,
achievements.
Mr. Reddy, please,
what
please
I'm
don't outshout everybody, please.
Kindly look at what Mr. Modi has achieved
yes.
and then judge him.
Yes. Okay, Richa. Yes, Richa, go ahead.
All I want to say is everybody goes on and on about what was essential for India. This leader did this for India. This leader did that for India. 60 years and that whole thing that's been going on. My question to you is, what is India? India is its people. And in my lifetime, I have never seen Indians fight with each other as much as they are today. On social media, everywhere, people are ready to get into physical fights about which political party they support. Nobody can agree to disagree peacefully. There are just binaries. It's very much like the Bush administration when they said you're either with us or against us. So for me, then what is India if Indians are fighting all the time?
Well, very
this
well
is
articulated
a very big
there.
Issue.
By Richa, because she has a point.
Patriotism
can
and
I
nationalism.
Just come in?
Yeah, one second, Mr. Reddy.
Think,
first, Mr. Kidwai, and then
Yogendra
Yadav.
I think the fighting India that you're reflecting
yeah.
is not the only India.
Okay.
It's
all
sad
right.
that you're seeing only that India.
But she has a right
it
to see what
sad.
She's seeing.
Kindly see the
she
other
has,
India also, the beautiful
is,
India.
She is seeing.
It is
how
very
dare
sad
you see
my
any other
that
India?
You're seeing only one
how
India.
Dare you see any other India? It has only to be Mr. Reddy's India. Only Mr. Reddy's India can exist. No other India can exist. Yes, Mr. Reddy, I'm with you. I'm
don't,
with you.
Don't get too excited, sir.
No, no, I'm
it
with
is
you.
Not Mr. Reddy's India.
Only
see the real India.
Acha, Mr. Modi's India.
It's a beautiful country.
Acha, Mr. Modi's India. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be afraid to say that I am an Indian. Despite all my faults.
I am an Indian and that's why
person.
I have my
despite
own version of Indian.
We
I am not a blind
right
but
we are not afraid.
Don't simply say, don't simply surrender like you surrendered in Mumbai.
Sir, nobody is afraid
like
of be calling themselves
like
Indians.
Like when attack happened.
Rashid, I'd like to go back to Yogendra Yadav, please. Thank you.
Campaign so far, we have seen some horrible statements being made by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister, by Azam Khan, by Manika Gandhi and several others. And Election Commission, took a very good step.
The Election Commission, by the way, is another show altogether.
No, no,
we should
that's
be here
all
for
right.
another
that's fine.
Hour
but
that.
Still, badding, it was some kind of deterrent. But what I was appalled that political parties themselves, they didn't act against any of these individuals. I mean, what kind of... See, it was for political parties to set their house in order and act against them. Whether it was Samajwadi Party, BJP or rest of them, they didn't do anything. They didn't even condemn it.
Because it seems to have become a very hate-filled campaign. Yogendra Yadav, quick last comments now from everyone. Do you think it's going to be jingoism over jobs? Is that what this campaign is boiling down to? You are on the ground every single day. You tell us.
Nidhi, we must pause and think about something beautiful, something profound that Richa said. She said, India is its people. We must remember, and if the people of India are hungry, are committing suicide, do not have jobs, are feeling cheated, then this is against India. The question we should be asking is, why is it that in a campaign, when the country is electing its next government, everything to do with Indians and their well-being is a silly question, as Mr. Reddy says. Everything else is silly. Why is it that we have so much poison? I agree Mr. Modi has captured the media. I agree he's negative. I agree what he's doing is against the law and constitution. But the question we must also ask is, what is the opposition doing? Where is that big message? I know Congress's manifesto is better than BJP's manifesto, but that's manifesto. Yep. What is the big message? As I travel across small towns, villages of India, I know what Mr. Modi stands for. This is negative. I really feel he almost stands for destruction of this country. But what is that alternative hope that the opposition has generated? In UP, I find only this caste and that caste alliance. In Bihar, I find only Muslim, Yadav, all these categories being talked about. I do not see that message of hope. In 2014, Mr. Modi won because of a message of hope. That hope turned out to be false, but there was a hope that he held out. The opposition doesn't seem to hold out a hope, and that to me is the real tragedy of this election.
Strong words there from Yogendra Yadav. Sandeep Mahapatra, your last comments.
Coming from Mr. Yogendra Yadav, it is expected that he will be using such strong words.
He's not a fan of the Congress either.
I know that. Destruction of the country, caste alliances. Mr. Yadav, please tell me, in the last 70 years that the Bharat has seen the elections, in which election caste alliances have not played a role? There is a saying which goes that people cast their vote.
SP, BSP, you can relax.
No. I'm saying, sir, that whatever you are saying, maybe you are on the ground, but giving a wrong picture of the entire thing. Nidhi, according to me, the 2019 elections is all about Bharat, aspirational Bharat, and how Bharat is going to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. So all those who may be having some negative thoughts, and I'm coming back to Richa's point that she said a very valid point that the citizens of this country have aspirational hopes. Rightly so. And Mr. Modi has worked for that. Clean Ganga project, Swachh Bharat project. For the farmers also, various schemes were launched. There are insurance that was provided to farmers.
Can you at least answer Akash's question that he's been trying to ask about the farmer suicide data? Why is that data not
being... I'm answering his questions. Nidhi, the point is, when it comes to farmers, even people like him also become very selective. Has anybody asked for that matter? that in opposition ruled states, how many farmer suicide has taken place? I'm telling you, Nidhi.
I'm answering, sir.
In Madhya Pradesh, Congress came to power. In Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, Congress came to power saying that they'll do this, that, and that.
I had numbers.
MSP was to be increased. Has that been done? Has that been done by the Congress government?
Maybe you will look at states.
No, sir. I'm not talking about farmers. I'm talking about farmers' issue. I'm talking about farmers' issue as recent.
Inky, pinky, ponky.
Please don't use those words, okay?
Because that's what you're doing to farmers. You're insulting them.
Please listen to me. What the Congress said in Chattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh.
Akash, you're again making a joke of yourself.
Simple question. 3 years, how many farmers have died?
What are the promises that was given to the farmers?
How complicated?
Have you asked the Congress?
3 years, how many farmers have died?
Point is, if there is some issue regarding the farmers.
The reason why the BJP is being asked this question is because it has been in government for 5 years and this data has stopped coming. And it hasn't stopped. We have all done stories on farmer suicides from Karnataka to Punjab to Maharashtra, across the country, but we don't have the data.
Why has the data stopped coming? This is not to be sorted out in a TV debate. This is an issue which needs larger deliberation. Mr. Yadav is an expert here.
Why are the statistics
stopped? Release data.
No, that is what Mr. Reddy has already said.
Or you need to fudge it.
Who is fudging it? I'm not in the government. For all you know, file an RTI if you're not getting the data.
I have to file an RTI to know how many farmers have committed suicide.
Why not? If you're
as
so
a
concerned,
citizen, I don't have the right to know how many farmers have committed suicide.
If you're so concerned about the farmers, you file an RTI.
Is it a privilege
what
information?
Prevents you?
Is it Rafal?
What prevents you? It is,
is
not
it a
Rafal.
Secret instrument or a weapon?
What prevents you, sir, from filing an RTI
okay,
if you're concerned about
you might
farmers,
get a response
file
from the
CEO, don't make TV studio debate as a medium to get data.
That even if you file RTI, you won't get that detail.
Or maybe you get it in a sealed cover. All right, well, I'm out of time.
Very well, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's another debate. So let's get into where RTI is heading.
In this country,
and what are you doing
RTI is
working
another.
In this country, and therefore everything is wrong with this country, but people don't seem to.
All right, 30 seconds, Mr. Surjewala. Yeah, 30 seconds.
This, you know, 25, 26 years of public life has told me one thing. Negativity does not run. Outshouting people does not run. Falsehoods and lies do not run. They may look good on a television screen. They may look good when you have a public meeting. People are not fools. People decide wisely. And they decide when these things happen for a transformational change. We believe there is an agenda out there that opposition, including Congress, has put out. People will reject negativity.
Well,
and we'll also reject
let's
jingoism.
See, let's see what happens ultimately. Akash, I'm completely out of time. I'd like you to come back next week as well on other shows. There are plenty of debates that we're going to have. Thank you to all of you for joining us tonight. Looking ahead at where this campaign is headed, we'll see you again next week. Good night.